You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Thomas Pocklington Trust and the Intern Day that's taking place at the TPT Hub. And I'm joined by the internships team at Thomas Pocklington Trust, Head of Internships Joshua Feehan, and Internship Coordinators Gareth Dawson and Charlie Rashbrook. Thank you all for joining us. Charlie, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what this Intern Day has been? What does it look like, and what kind of activities have been taking place?
Yeah, of course, Hubert. So this is an annual event whenever we welcome our new cohort of Get Set Progress interns on board to the programme. The induction day is a chance for them to really kind of understand what's in store for them the next 9 months that they're going to be with us and with their respective host organisations. It's also, the biggest part of it is a chance for them to meet their fellow interns. So they'll be on a cohort of around 30 other individuals working at organisations, charities, businesses across the UK. To get to know one another and who they'll be working with for the next 9 months, and then also to understand the learning and development that we have in store for them. And we also tend to provide them lunch if they're lucky enough for that. And then also a big part of today is we have a great training session in the afternoon focusing on goal development, so making sure that they understand how to align their goals and thinking about their future, both within their job and role on the internship program and into the future, and also how to be more assertive within their role. And yeah, it's a fantastic day where we have a lot of networking. They get to meet the support staff here at TPT, Thomas Pocklington Trust, who'll be working with them as well for the next 9 months. And yeah, it's been fantastic to meet them all. And some of them have made exceptional journeys, flying for the first time independently, and also travelling on trains for the first time to London independently. So some really great stuff.
Gareth, I'll move on to you now. We've seen you obviously interact with interns, supporting them throughout today. You know, what's your views on how well the interns have been interacting with each other and making the most of today?
Yeah, Hubert, it's been amazing to see, really. The majority of people made it nice and early for today's session, and it was just great from the kickoff to see everybody kind of sitting around the lunch table, making introductions to each other themselves, without us facilitating. I think everybody leading up to today was really looking forward to that opportunity to meet their fellow peers who they're going to be on this journey with for the next 9 months. And having been within the team for nearly 2 years now, we've seen a few rounds of internships, and really that is the common thread that runs through between them all, is everybody comes away with that appreciation of being on this journey with another group of visually impaired people experiencing something similar. I heard one of the interns saying earlier, what they've gained so far is fantastic, because it's just the opportunity to learn about themselves through being with other people, which I thought was beautiful. Alongside that, I think, as Charlie mentioned earlier, I think it offers the opportunity for everybody to work on those life skills, which would just come in handy, whether you're in employment or not, navigating the world around, getting used to public transport, and having to organise themselves in order to be here for today. I think that they will come away with something additional.
Josh, this programme has been going from strength to strength. We've had you on plenty of times on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the various internship opportunities. What give us a little bit of the reflection of what it's been like to run this programme and kind of your future hopes as well for it.
It's very humbling being able to see so many people. We've supported well over 100 interns now on the programme, and to see all of their journeys and how far they've grown and where they're up to now, many of which have secured permanent employment post-internship, but also just their growth in their confidence, many of which have acquired sight loss and are trying to return back into the workplace. But how much they've grown personally as well, it's the personal growth that we see so much on the programme. But seeing how much we've increased numbers year on year, but it's not just around the number of interns that we're having as well, but also the employers inside and outside the sight loss sector now. And that's something that we're really keen to keep growing and raising awareness with blind and partsighted people all over the country, so more people can apply for this and create more demand, so we can hopefully get more opportunities as well moving forward. I mean, just to move forward, just to discuss what's next, hopefully my target is that we will get to 50 internships next year. So again, more opportunities in businesses, public sector bodies, private organisations, voluntary organisations, you name it, we want to provide opportunities in those areas, whether that be in England, Scotland, Wales, and now we've actually now expanded into Northern Ireland as well. So we want to have coverage across the UK. So we'll be doing a lot more work promoting with universities, colleges, education leavers all over the country to promote the programme. But we're also going to be working really hard to try and get more businesses on board over the next 9 months to have some exciting opportunities ready to promote an R&IB Connect next year.
We look forward to certainly keeping up with the internships programme and seeing how it develops, because it's definitely a fantastic opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to get to employment. Josh Feehan, Charlie Rashbrook and Gareth Dawson from the internships team at Thomas Pocklington Trust, many thanks for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.